Hi, guys. It's been a few days. I know you haven't been able to live without my show, so I'm back, and I got a question for you. Question to the conservatives out there that are completely obsessed with gay people. It's okay to admit you like the same sex? Man, funk that!
Just being honest, you know.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E.
I cannot believe the week has flown by, and this is our third ever smirch. Now, if you want actual religious talk, you know, go to church or listen to crappy AM radio that says hateful opinions. But if you want an honest breakdown of life and the hypocrisy that comes with it, especially when it comes to coming, then you've come to the right place. I love the conservatives that are obsessed with gay people. Oh, they're gonna burn in hell. Oh, they're the worst. And then they end up being gay. Conservative radio host Ravi Suave, or whatever his name is, S-O-A-V-E, splits with longtime wife and gets engaged to gay lover after years of homophobic rant. Now, if you're a conservative listening to my voice, you might be a little triggered, but maybe it's time to look yourself in the mirror and go, I think I like men, and I think I'm jealous of actual gay people that are able to live the life. Not really enjoying this missionary queen marriage I'm in. Not really believing in God, but I'm lying to myself. Like Todd Chrisley. He was previously married. Not Todd Chrisley. Well, he's still married, but into men. Ravi Suave, the talk show host, was previously married to his high school sweetheart, Carrie, for 9 years. I am. Why is it always the people that say the most hateful things, the ones that, like, are the ones that love the most gay sex? Like, what was that politician in Minnesota? He was all about gay rights, and then he was trying to give a guy a head in the bathroom. That's what I'm talking about. If it's consensual and you're not hurting anybody, because we know there's a lot of hurting kids in religion, if it's consensual, I don't care what you do. If you think you gotta change your name to Tiffany and get some big boobs, go at it. It's your life. Just something that's been driving me nuts. All the hate in religion. Oh, but I thought God was supposed to love everybody. You know, Jesus was hooking up with Mary Magdalene. You know, Mary Magdalene was the one that came in and was like, hey, who wants a train? And all the disciples were like, it's my turn. You know, they all got down. But religious people have this thing where they're afraid of sex, even though sex is the reason we're on this planet, unless you were made in like a lab. Or you're AI. But the moral of this smirch, if you really hate somebody for what they're doing, you're probably jealous. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I think it's time we go through my inbox.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. On Facebook, I posted about my inbox. Or not about my inbox, but about fake news. I said the amount of fake news on Facebook is ridiculous. Let me see the comments here. My boss, Rick Thomas, the legend, Rico, said fact. It's so fake on here. Aaron Maiden comments, I just wish Ozzy and Hulk Hogan weren't true. The next comment from somebody, I 100% get Ozzy, but Hulk Hogan was a piece of trash. And someone else said, this post is fake news. All right, there's my inbox. Kind of slow today. You guys need to be mutants. Oh, I want to do a quick plug for myself, because that's what I do on here. Do you want to vote for the best radio show, best unconventional radio station, best podcast, and best radio host? tinyurl.com/hoppyhour2025. Under people, I'm under best radio host, Ryan Hoppy. It says Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. And at under entertainment, best podcast, best radio show, and best radio station is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. I saw Boda Love Sponge put up a little ad. You can like pay $200 to get promotion. And I respect that. I'm like, oh no. I don't want to lose to the Bubba Army, even though I kind of respect it. 856-49-HOPPY. I saw this headline here. And this absolutely cracked me up. This made me laugh very hard. This made me laugh so hard. You ready? All right. So we all know that Joy Taylor slapped her way into the top, and anybody who defends her wants to bang her. She wouldn't piss on you if you're on fire. She might piss on you for other reasons, but that's besides the point. This is from Barrett Sports Media. Joy Taylor says she no longer has joy for the business. The effed up part about this year, and I don't know if I'm going to get it back, is the experience this year has taken my joy for the business. Honey, I'm not saying you weren't good on TV, but you slept your way to the top. And there were probably other females that should have gotten that role because you pleasured half the men in the building. You got the job. If that's not unethical, I don't know what is. If that doesn't set women back 100 years, I don't know what does. Shut up. You're not a victim. Now, if you were forced to do it, and it was like, you know, an unconsensual situation, that I might get it. When you're banging that one guy, Acho, whatever that hack's name is, he always has those, he looks like he's coked up. I think it's like Emmanuel Acho. And you were banging the boss at Fox Sports, and you're probably getting passed around like a blunt after the show's ended. It's hard to feel bad for you. Former FS1 host Joy Taylor is stepping away from the daily sports media grind. Oh, yeah, she is. At least for now. And she's doing so with a degree of transparency rarely seen from high-profile personalities. Oh, but if she was so transparent, she would admit that sleeping her way to the top is how she got famous. Until she admits that, there is no transparency. And the problem is, all the sports media nerds want to get the inside scoop, so no one wants to report it. I'll say for you guys, because you're all afraid to say it. She slapped her way to the top by riding on top. Drives me nuts. The work of it all, it doesn't feel the same. The dream now is to just disappear. it doesn't feel exciting. Like the big dreams seem like I'm going to do it, but not as excited about it. That's called working in the business. I used to adore radio. I thought all my radio heroes would be cool. And they're all sociopaths. It's what happens. I started out as a producer because that's how you start out in a business. Oh, shut up. You may have started off as a producer, but there was 100 other producers that should have got your role at Fox Sports 1. You started out as... I do like making things like babies. I enjoy that process, whether it's the show or other people's shows or movies or whatever. I enjoy the process of creating and making things. Not being front-facing allows you the space to still create, but now I have this responsibility. In a lot of ways, I am the only me. Well, duh. I'm sure there's other women that have slept their way to the top, but to have that much prominence? And that's the lonely experience. There are a lot of comps, if any, to what it is that I do in the space I'm in. That requires a lot. And it's a responsibility to the next generation. Blah, blah, blah. You're not that important. And then here's the audio of her talking about it on some crappy podcast. They all are such beta males. No one asked her. She went on Joe Budden's podcast. But she went on The Breakfast Club. And no one asked her, hey, how did it feel banging the boss?
You are really, in a way, you're still very young for this industry.
Mm-hmm. Not really. You're like middle-aged.
People do this till they 65, till they 70.
Yeah, when they're men.
I just watched something about Barbara.
And that's not me saying that that's fair, but that's just the truth.
Walters, she had the mic in that hand.
Yeah.
They took it out of her. You know, you're very.
You can't even get the words out. He just wants to bang her, but he's rock hard in his pants. Dude. She wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. She doesn't care about you. She's a sociopath.
What do you want to build?
Like family?
For everything that's happened to you this
year,
you've never been more famous. And you've never been more consequential with the things that you say.
Mm-hmm. Or the people you do.
You're constantly aggregated. Mm. You're constantly...
Aggregated what?
...constantly talked about.
Yeah. Because you go out there sparring your boobs trying to get famous.
What do you want to build now?
A foundation.
Well, I gotta be honest with you.
You're not being honest. Whenever somebody takes 7 seconds to answer a question, that's because they're thinking of what they want to say. Because they're lying.
The fucked up part about this year...
Is that we found out you sleep around? We found out that your body count as long as a CVS receipt.
Don't know if I'm gonna get it back.
Oh yeah.
Is
oh never mind.
The experience this year has taken away my joy for the business.
All right, so we're just reading the quotes we already heard, but God, everybody's such a beta male to her. I think she's gonna like me. I think she doesn't care about you. She'll use you. Now, maybe that'll feel good. Now, maybe that'll feel great. But then she'll just expose all your secrets. Because I've dated cloud chasers before. And however they talk about men that are previously in their life. So look at the woman's talking bad about their dad, and bad about their female boss, and bad about their exes. That's how they're going to talk about you. So to all the guys out there that think, oh, if I give her a respectable interview, maybe she'll bang me. No. She'll bang you and then ruin your life. Bonnie Blue confirms she's getting divorced as she says she's afraid of dating again and that she thinks Andrew Tate is gay. Well, I could see that because Andrew Tate treats women so awfully. A lot of times when these guys treat women so badly, it's because they're not really into them. Sofia Vergara just turned 53. And she's getting plastic surgery. Can someone tell these women they don't always need to look good? You know what I mean? Like, you can look old for once. We know you're old. Remember Bobby Althoff? She was the girl that was laying in bed with Drake when she did that interview and then ruined her family over it. Well, I guess her mom had two baby daddies, and here she is saying she's going to be her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's such a talentless moron.
I was married and stuff. I thought I would be married forever, so. film.
I didn't think that.
And then I like chose a rapper over my husband, who seemed like a really good guy that I cheated on.
Mm-hmm. I was having kids in a broken home, but it happened. I judged my mom a lot for doing that. She had
karma.
Two baby daddies, and I was like, you are a hoe. And then I
became one.
Got divorced, and if I have more kids, I'll have two baby daddies. And
I love seeing her all humbled.
That's kind of crazy.
Really not. She does that thing Bobby Elkoff does where she always talks so freaking boring because she's trying to be like that girl from Parks and Rec. I forget her name, Aubrey. She's trying to be like, damn, she's, shut up. God, you know, arguments with her are the freaking worst. She's never wrong. Speaking of arguments with this moron, Andy Byron, the former CEO of, what is it called? Astronomer, whatever that dumb company is. He's suing Coldplay. That is the stupidest thing. It really wasn't cool, though, when Chris Martin was like, hey, I think he's cheating up there. That wasn't really ideal. Kind of showed that you never want Chris Martin as a friend. And he probably cheats as well and was projecting. I guess Jordan Hudson continues to be a distraction at UNC. I am so tired of talking about that talentless moron. She provides nothing. Matthew Lawrence wants to make a new AI version of Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams. This is when you know Hollywood is completely and utterly out of ideas. Is when they're rehashing the past. Ghislaine Maxwell is going to release 100 big names that went to her parties. But I'm sure somehow Trump will be left off of that. I'm sure somehow his name will not make it on there. Haley and Justin Bieber passionately make out on camera. And it was posted on social media. If that doesn't make you want to vomit, I don't know what does. And that's pretty freaking nauseating. Look at us. We cheat on each other. I bang Sexy Red. She bangs the pool boy. Look at us. Get the hell out of here.
Not being her mother-in-law is a role that I'm glad that I lost.
It seems there might be some bad blood between Taylor Swift and ex-boyfriend Maddie Healy's mother.
If I was Maddie Healy, as annoying as I find Taylor Swift, I'd be like, Mom, shut up!
On July 24th, Denise Welch, co-host of the British talk show Loose Women and mom to the 1975's lead singer.
At least she's honest about herself. Loose Women!
Made an appearance on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live. When asked what she thought about Taylor's album, The Torch...
Did that reporter just say when asked? Let me hear this. Did she just say when asked?
Live. When asked what she thought about...
Oh my God. Do we not have proper grammar anymore? I mean, I know I'm not perfect, but really?
Taylor's album, The Tortured Poets Department, which famously details the pop star's feelings about her breakup with Maddie, Denise didn't hold back. Much to the surprise of the audience.
Really? I think Taylor's kind of a brat.
Denise, your son is the great Maddie Healy.
He
is. Yes.
On that topic, Miss Swift wrote a whole album about their relationship, Tortured Poets Department. What was your reaction to that album?
Obviously, on pain of death, can I talk about that episode? But not being her mother-in-law is a role that I'm glad that I lost.
Shut fan!
Not that I have anything against...
Oh, shut up. I hate when people critique someone and then they try to backtrack with a compliment. Just say she's the worst.
Her right. At all. Okay. It was just, you know, it was tricky.
The 67-year-old actress went...
Gosh, she looks good for 67. Sit on my lap.
...on to praise how her son handled the, quote, episode.
Oh, this.
And shared her feelings on his current fiancé, Gabriette.
Oh, yeah, she's much prettier. Bigger chest.
She... Listen, you're not allowed to say anything, and then she writes a whole album, you know, about it. But Matty has taken it all in completely good grace. He's very happy with him.
He's classy, unlike Taylor.
Amazing fiance, Gabriette, who is gorgeous. And so we've moved on.
Yeah, round of applause.
Taylor and Matty's short-lived romance ended in June 2023. She's been linked to her current boyfriend, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, since...
God, if you were to link how many guys she's been with, half of the music industry is Eskimos brothers or sisters with her.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Here is PC Twizzy with Come Try Me.
Whoa. See the music.
Look here, I got you. Hustle, I got you.
I'm next, pride in a bitch.
So come try me.
Bag on my neck, Adidas fit on my frame, French fade on my head, I'm repping the wall till I'm dead. Middle finger to the bed, the other thing gon' trickle. I'm still that same little nigga, bank just got a little thicker. I play with 40s and 9, many 14s and them choppers. Don't let these dimples fool your partner, still a bunch of pinata. Hustle threw me a monkey, Savage told me to chew it. Say I gave me 5G's, I hit the club and just threw it. Man, I'm shining, I'm on, I'm jigging hard in my zone. I'm finna blow back 50, can't wait for murder to come home. I'm a fool on the beat, I slay iron with his beat. I got some videos on YouTube and got a TV. Some of those are rotten niggas, bitch, you know how I eat. It feels all weak, bitch, you know I'm sleep. But she ain't heard about me, C-W-E-E-C-I-E. A scrap, bitch, come try me. Come try me, oh, hey, bitch, you know why I eat. My blood punk, gorilla bitch, nigga know I'm a cheat. So come try me, I know it's gonna be somebody who make a pussy till I flip that whole goddamn street. So come try me. Oh, hey, bitch, you know why I be. My blood punk, gorilla bitch, nigga know I'm a cheat. So come try me. I know it's gonna be somebody who make a pussy till I flip that whole goddamn street. 30 rounds in the tank, 30 rounds in the glass, 30 rounds in the room, and there's 90 rounds in the Buick. Round, round, nigga stupid. They had the pill, we been chewing. He on the red and the yellow, I'm on the purple and blue. It ain't no need for confusion. Confusion gets you a case. Body bags of yellow tape, butter shots to your face. Boy, I've been thugging since Pampers. I sneak on you like counsel. Slim power full of dangerous and all like a hassle. Man, my uncle be asking why I'm talking my deal. Told him I just made 21 and I ain't trying to get killed. Shit get real while I live. Blood spill while I live. If he ain't real, you won't make it in this hood while I live. I'm coming live from the beach. Slugs cover my teeth. Slug under my seat. That's how I slide when I creep. But she ain't heard about me. She double, you double E. Z-I-E. Oh, stop, bitch. Come try me. So come try me. Oh, hey, bitch. You know why I cheat. My blood pump, gorilla bitch. Nigga know I'm a cheat. So come try me. I know it's gonna be somebody who make a pussy till I flip that whole goddamn street. So come try me. Oh, hey, bitch. You know why I cheat. My blood pump, gorilla bitch. Nigga know I'm a cheat. So come try me. I know it's gonna be somebody who make a pussy till I flip.
Money and purple, choppers, pussy and power. My hood depending on me, so I go hard every hour. I drop hit after hit, I fuck a bitch out the beach. I pop clip out the clip, and flip click out the click. Ballin' hard as my model, promethazine in my bottle, BSOP in my car. I'm living life like a charlatan. Niggas begging for features, hoes snatching on baddies. My mama say I'm the shit, that's why I take it for granted. Child breakers get at me, Def Jam or Atlantic. Man, I'm through a slaying iron. Y'all can sign me, don't panic. 160 gigantic, flow sweeter than candy. I'm finna cop another cut, but I want them a clan. I'm never real niggas only. Y'all know the slang of my homie. Me and that nigga go back. I jug a punch and baloney. What's in the earth about me? G-W-E-E-Z-I-E. Oh, scrap, bitch, come try me. So come try me. Oh, hey, bitch, you know why I cheat. My blood pump, gorilla bitch. Nigga know I'm a cheat. So come try me. I know it's gonna be somebody who make a pussy till I flip that whole goddamn street. So come try me. Oh, hey, bitch, you know why I be. My blood pump, gorilla bitch. Nigga know I'm a cheat. So come try me. I know it's gonna be somebody who make a pussy till I flip that whole goddamn street.
What a banger that was. Wouldn't you agree? 856-49-HOPPY. Just out of breath, I went to the parking lot to take my Lamictal for my ADHD, and I was like running. It's like 100 degrees, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Hey, God, if you're real, can you turn down the air a little bit outside? Oh, my God. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kid classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, I got there. DZ BZ Honey. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey on, I'm a man of my words. Go to DZBZHoney.com and at checkout, use promo code HOPPY, H-O-P-P-E, for the best Delta 8 CBD. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the rapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go there. Fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com for the best pre- and post-workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20. Also, we got that thing known as Southeast Botanicals. 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B in Largo. And that's for Buddha. If you go to Southeast Botanicals for the best kava and kratom around, and you tell Colin I sent you, he'll hook you up. 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha. Are you mentally ill like me? CounselingOnCall.net. You need a good printing company? WestchasePrinting.com. Anything else? I think that's it. Alrighty. Today is episode 19 of the Hammer and Hang Show with Henry Oaks and Orion. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to Hammer and Hank. It's been a minute. Here he is.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right. It's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
He went from being on your dad's favorite radio show to doing his own thing. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, it's Riz from The Riz Show in St. Louis, and you're listening to my guy, Ryan Hoppy, on Hoppy Hour.
Question out there. To the people online that use the R word for mentally challenged people, you're a bunch of douchebags. Man, funk that.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
Stations are tuned in too.
Yo,
yo, it's Hoppy Hour. Dial it in, let it spin. 6'9 giant where the show begins. St. Pete Heat, Luna prowling by your side. Cats got claws, Hoppy's got pride. Hoppy Hour, we gon' laugh, we gon' vibe.
Oh, sure.
Radio waves keep the morning alive.
Whatever.
Celebs in the gossip, spilling that tea.
I got it.
Free. Morning hits hard, but Hoppy's on deck.
Woo-hoo!
Talking wild stories, man, what you expect?
Whatever.
Sex in the stars, he break it all down. King of the airwaves, crown.
Oh, I try.
Luna in the corner, just cool, just chill. Knowledge, got time to kill. Celeb dirt, serve hot, extra spice on the side. Big man energy, keep the show worldwide. Hoppy Hour, we gon' laugh, we gon' vibe.
856. 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You tweeted me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. All right, let's get to this. Before we get to a bunch of Trump news, it just skanks me out. Let me talk about a little bit of some fun stuff. See if I can find it.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, this is a big one. Hulk Hogan has died.
Rest in peace, brother.
We broke the
story. Mike Delta's best friend, brother.
Story on the website just a few minutes ago. It was sudden. There was no warning that this was going to happen.
Hulk Hogan is dead. Arguably the biggest wrestler of all time. There is no professional wrestling without Hulk Hogan.
He made it a family entertainment event. Kids started coming. Women started coming to see him. And it was a transformative moment when Hulk Hogan got in the ring.
The 27th season premiere of South Park launched, and they tore into Donald Trump. There's a scene where he's in bed with his lover, Satan.
Another random bitch commented on my Instagram that you're on the Epstein list.
Interesting. Because they show his actual face on the animated body. The only other time they've done that was Saddam Hussein in bed with Satan.
Hey, the devil is jacked. I didn't realize.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you.
Oh. That is.
Chuck E. Cheese has been arrested. Kids were having a birthday party in Chuck E. Cheese.
Can you imagine arresting that douchebag?
Mascot's there, and then the police come in and arrest Chuck E. Cheese for credit card fraud.
How did they know the guy under the mouse head was this guy?
Somebody ratted him out.
Nikki Bella is looking to get back on the dating scene.
Well, I signed up for Raya.
Got it.
God, you know she's a lime bounty, huh?
So she joined this dating app. I read this morning there's a dating app called T.
You're dating someone, you post a photo of them on this app, and then other women can weigh in.
I don't like this bullshit. You're just going out. Are we dating the same guy? Hey, ladies, if we did that, you would hate it. But when you can do that, fuck that. Get the hell out of here. Bunch of dumb...
About their experiences with this man.
Bad news.
It's wrong. It's wrong if it's true. What do you think your past girlfriends say about you?
Oh, man, if you had a Yelp review of me, it'd be like a 2.5.
Let me put it this way. I always leave them wanting more. It's because you got so little.
Oh, jeez. All right, there you go. They're just being silly.
This morning, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has more questions for Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine.
Do you have anything to say today?
Sources told ABC News Maxwell initiated the meeting as she...
Duh, she doesn't want to die.
She appeals her conviction and tries to get out of a 20-year prison sentence.
I see Trump pardoning her, being like, I don't know, I just saw her at 70 part of the hunter.
Attorney told us she answered every question.
What kind of questions?
Well, we don't want to get into the substance of the question.
No, we
don't. There were a lot of questions, and we...
Or she'll be suicided.
Went all day, and she answered every one of them. She never just said, I'm not going to answer, never declined.
It's almost unheard of for a convicted sex trafficker to meet with such a high-ranking Justice Department official.
She wants to get her!
And who used to be the president's top criminal defense attorney.
If this meeting were just to find out, does she have any information on anyone else who potentially should be indicted? Well, you would think that the
Trump's got to be freaking out, man.
Deputy Attorney General would have other prosecutors there with him who actually tried the case. He doesn't. And that does lead to the question, is this a legal meeting or is this a political meeting?
Maxwell was convicted of enabling Epstein's abuse of women and girls. Annie Farmer, who testified against her at trial, questioned why Maxwell was granted a meeting with the deputy attorney general.
It's very disappointing that these things are happening behind closed doors without any input from the people that the government asked to come forward.
Yeah, it's a little sketchy.
And speak against her in order to put her away. You know, there were so many young girls and women that were harmed by her.
The meeting with Maxwell.
Yeah, she's a pig.
Comes as the Justice Department tries to quiet calls from Senate Republicans to release more information about Epstein and his interaction with high-profile figures.
God, this whole thing's so freaking creepy.
I want all the information out, man.
Just put everything out, make it as transparent as you can.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Release the damn files.
The Justice Department said earlier this month it planned to release no additional information. Despite an earlier commitment to do so. The Wall Street Journal reports Attorney General Pam Bondi told President Trump.
Oh, she's a dumb moron.
Trump in May, his name was mentioned in the Epstein files multiple times, along with other high-profile people. Days before the article was published, Trump denied it.
There's that video they always show of them, like, hanging on. He's making them laugh. God, they're a bunch of creeps.
Did he tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No, she's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen.
Why, you have no credibility, you orange moron!
Appearing in the files is not indicative of wrongdoing. We know. Journal reports Trump deferred to a decision by Bondi and Blanche to release nothing because the files also contain child pornography and
gross
information about victims.
All right, I don't need to know that. What do we have going on here?
Notable, Faith, this is really the first crisis that has divided the MAGA base. Remember, President Trump campaigned on a promise to release the Epstein files. Mm-hmm. Now his base says it is time to do that in full, despite the fact that his attorney general is saying, look, we looked over the Epstein files and basically nothing more to see here.
Sweep it under the rug.
Now, of course, they are moving to have some of the grand jury testimony released. A federal court blocked that. What will happen next? That remains to be seen. But if you look at the polling, it's notable. 36% of people approve of President Trump's handling.
It's not really good. When you got guys like Tucker Carlson, you know, getting mad, that's when you know it's bad. Because he's a moron.
Of this matter, so underwater there. And it really speaks to the fact that there is more pressure and the White House is struggling to figure out how to shake it. So they're trying to distract. They're trying to.
All right. I don't need to be bitch that by you, honey.
Watching President Trump there speaking to reporters outside the White House as he heads to Scotland. You heard him there telling our Mary Bruce he can't talk about whether he would consider clemency for Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell's meeting with the deputy attorney general for a second day today as the administration faces increasing pressure to release the Epstein files. The president also touched on
it's so weird to think, like, when I was growing up in the 2000s, while I'm hanging out at home, he's like banging kids allegedly.
Wide range of other issues, including the war in Gaza, tariffs, and the strength of the U.S.
All right, I'm getting bored. I try to get a little political. Let's see what this is.
She's the woman who the entire world is waiting to hear from, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein.
God, that'd be the most interesting Joe Rogan podcast.
Epstein's girlfriend and co-conspirator in their sex trafficking ring. Today, she was once again interviewed by a top Department of Justice official, and there's this. Maxwell at her prison carrying a large white box. Now everyone wants to know what's inside. Here's Jim Murray.
Ghislaine Maxwell returns to prison in shackles, carrying a mystery box and sparking intense speculation.
If you look closely, she's carrying a...
God, I love Erin Burnett. I know she'd be annoying as hell to date. She's so freaking cute, though. She's a cutie pie.
Box of material.
What's in the box? And how will we ever find out?
Could it be new evidence? The secret Epstein files?
Could be items that she brought to the meeting, or maybe it's information they want her to review.
Maxwell was back on the hot seat today, facing more questions from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. Her lawyer, David Oscar Marcus, was present the entire time.
God, it's got to be weird being a lawyer.
Ghislaine,
you're like afraid for your life at all times.
Answered every single question asked of.
All right, we already heard it from that video before. Let's see what this woman has to say.
In her own trial, why is she worthy of a conversation with the number two law enforcement
official in our country as if she is a credible source.
She's kind of is. She's seen every party.
Mm-hmm. Not. The victims are credible sources. You should go to them.
Before she was convicted.
That's kind of a good point. But she's trying to get relief, so she's telling everything.
Convicted for conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse minors, she took extraordinary steps to avoid capture. The manhunt was worldwide, from London to Boston. She even allegedly faked these photos at a...
Yeah, she has this weird, like, sociopathic look, like she's not all there.
An In-N-Out burger in Los Angeles to throw the FBI off her scent.
This is how it's, you know, it's hard to believe what's real.
The photo showed Ghislaine Maxwell sitting at this outdoor table eating a burger, but she was never here. Forensic experts say she was photoshopped into the image. Maxwell was finally discovered in July 2020, hiding out at a remote farmhouse in New Hampshire.
That's freaking creepy. Let's see what's going on here.
It's the moment Jeffrey Epstein is asked about his friendship with Donald Trump, and it's going viral today.
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
The year was 2010, and the financier was battling an onslaught of lawsuits from multiple women accusing him of sexually abusing them as minors.
I love this comment on the YouTube video. Make accountability great again.
Epstein and Trump were known to be good friends, and in the deposition, he was asked directly.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Epstein pauses, shakes his head, then answers.
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my fifth.
Yeah, it's because you're guilty, you creep.
Sixth and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
The deposition has resurfaced as the backlash over the Epstein files continues to dog the president. Today, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche traveled to Tallahassee to speak with Epstein's ex-girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving 20 years for recruiting underage girls.
I love how a bunch of a bunch of rich men take advantage of young girls, and then the woman who runs the operation is the only one that gets in trouble. That's America in a nutshell.
Epstein. One thing Ghislaine Maxwell may be asked about is
Jizzling.
The birthday book, a book of raunchy letters from Epstein's friends she reportedly put together for his 50th birthday.
Freaking creepy.
According to the Wall Street Journal, President Trump wrote a letter with a doodle of a naked woman.
I would love to see the doodle.
Calling the report a scam and is suing the newspaper.
God, the moron.
President Trump has signed a new executive order aimed at cracking down on homeless encampments.
But what's the fix going to be? If we're getting rid of the homeless encampments, what are we going to do? I have friends that are homeless that sleep in their cars. Okay. It's bad out there.
TLA's Annie Rose Ramos live in downtown LA with the details. Annie Rose, good morning.
I did.
Hi, Frank. Good morning to you. Yeah, that new executive order from the president aimed at making it easier for cities and states across the country to remove homeless people from the streets. We want to get straight to that language of the order from the White House so you can see a little bit of it for yourself. It says it is targeted at removing, quote, vagrant individuals from our streets and redirects federal funds towards programs that tackle substance abuse. This order seeking to shift federal grant funding to states and cities that enforce prohibitions on urban camping, enforce prohibitions on drug use, and adopt policies allowing people with serious mental illnesses or substance abuse disorders to be forced into treatment.
Let's see how this works, moron.
The governor responding to Trump's new executive order, saying it is more focused on creating
We need to get them housing. If migrants get housing, why can't they?
Attracting headlines than producing a positive impact. About a year ago, Newsom issued an order encouraging cities in the state to dismantle homeless encampments, recently criticizing California cities and counties for not doing enough on this issue.
That is.
I'm not interested in funding failure anymore. I'm not. I won't. Time to do your job. People are dying on their watch. Dying on their watch.
You're not innocent either, douchebag. He represents the typical liberal that thinks because he's... He's the type of liberal that because Trump is so bad, he thinks he's better. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? Getting worked up. I'm all sweaty in here.
Look at these encampments. They're a disgrace. They've been there years and years and years and years. I've heard that same rhetoric for years.
And what have you done? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Why? Because you're a piece of shit. Okay.
Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days, and they wanted me to answer the most common one.
Gwyneth Paltrow has entered the chat. Days after former Astronomer CEO Andy Byron and Chief People Officer Kristen Cabot went viral for ducking away from the Kiss Cam at a Coldplay concert in Massachusetts, the data company released a video on July 25th featuring Chris Martin's ex-wife.
It's so freaking smart.
In the minute-long clip, the Goop founder says she's been hired on a very temporary basis as a spokesperson.
Thank you for your interest in Astronomer. Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I've been hired on a very temporary basis to speak on behalf of the 300-plus employees at Astronomer. Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days, and they wanted me to answer the most common ones.
What's the actual thing?
Yes, Astronomer is the best place to run Apache Airflow.
All right, I'm getting bored. Kind of reminds me of that show Better Off Ted. If any of my, if anybody gets that reference, let me know.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two.
This morning, new fallout in the so-called Coldplay Gate. Astronomer's Chief People Officer Kristen Cabot resigned.
Coldplay Gate is not catchy at all. You had Deflate Gate, you had Spy Gate. Not everything needs to be a gate. You had Tampa Radio's Cheat Gate.
According to the company. Cabot recently seen in these images from DailyMail.com. Just days after the tech firm announced Andy Byron, the company's CEO, stepped down.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
That was a terrible thing to do, man.
The pair were spotted on a Kiss Cam gone wrong last week.
All right, so we already know them. You know what I mean?
Instagram is stepping up its safety features when it comes to protecting teens. And Olivia Rubin joins us now to outline some of the new safeguards on social media. A lot of people have been looking forward to some of these changes.
Yeah, I think parents specifically are going to like the ones that are coming from Meta on Instagram. Meta, of course, which is the parent company of Instagram, is trying to make it safer for teens and children to scroll through the app while trying to shield them from disturbing content and encounters. So as part of this, teens are going to see some changes in their direct messages. There will now be a new option displayed right at the top of a new DM chat to block those accounts. It's a new option.
That's good.
There also is going to be another new option to both block and report accounts all at once in order to make that process.
It's almost like this should have been around since the beginning.
Easier. Also, Meta is now extending some protections to adult-managed accounts that feature young children. This means those accounts will now face stricter messaging settings as well.
All right. So there's also, there's this.
And previously captured on a TikTok video lurking too close for comfort near unsuspecting women has been caught on camera.
He's this black guy with Shrek ears.
Camera again committing a similar act. The suspect has been arrested, this time for following women inside a Nordstrom Rack in Burbank.
KTLA Sandra Mitchell live with the disturbing details tonight, Sandra.
Micah, it's almost too creepy to talk about, right? A man sniffing women inside local stores. I talked to Burbank police about it tonight, and they told me they consider him absolutely dangerous.
Felt like anywhere I moved, he kept following me.
A sexual predator back on the prowl and tonight picked up by Burbank police after another unnerving incident inside a local store.
But I definitely didn't expect him to do this. Like, what the actual...
Content creator Michaela Witter posted this creepy encounter with a man at Barnes & Noble in Burbank 2 years ago.
And the whole time I'm thinking I'm fine because he hasn't said anything or touched me or anything. But then you notice that he goes over and does the same thing to this girl. And he'll crouch down low and pretend like he's doing something and then smell. I don't know.
38-year-old Khalees Crowder of Glendale was arrested, but now it appears he's been at it again, this time preying on women in the Nordstrom Rack in the Empire Shopping Center.
I love Nordstrom Rack. They got the best shoes because I wear size 18.
I wandered into the women's section of the store. There's a solo female and a female standing there alone shopping. And he's did the same kind of behavior that you'd seen in the past. Get close to the female, crouch down, pretend as if he was looking at items or, you know, searching for something.
There's that. And then finally, at the end of this segment, I don't know who makes men look worse, that guy or rapper NBA Youngboy, as he's about to have his 13th kid. I bet you he can't even name 12 of them. He's probably a deadbeat dad.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Yo, yo, it's boogie time, so come on, let's swing it, all right?
I be the show, making rules, shaking it down. I be the nigga with a high profile. Everybody, come on, we be the shakers with a crazy style. Showing everybody how to enjoy a crazy wild. One time rocking to the sound, jailing women everywhere. I be the big down, swinging a hot spot, super jigger.
Baby, baby, come on, you better rock with me. I be the hot shot player from nowhere to my league. I'm making everybody scream, making everybody dance. I'm the king of the swing.
And we be rocking it dead, cause we the play, stopping top 10, shocking the world. Cause we the flow, shook his beat, make his rockin' the city. Nigga on the set, hanging out, man, nigga, showing love, so we're figures.
Yo, I'm Merc when I jet, we're Caribbean connected. Yo, baby, don't trip, hit a club of type shit.
We be smoking a cigar, so the Spanish top hills, rocking non-stop, party everywhere, another party over there.
Man, skills with the homies on the dance floor, mad roll. Man, they said they gon' feel the banjo.
Guys rockin' some flip, a squash, shockin' superstars, on the way to the top. We representing no way, check it out, enjoy the quality down. We living life, then I'm all the girls swing out, stop around.
Sugar Dime, Jungle Fever, Game Tight, Boogie Nights, moving in for the kill. We be the one in the mail.
We be the top ladies, prime ladies, raving the world.
Cause we're the jungle from the top, non-stop hip hop.
We be the hot tip, shaking everybody with a top shit bomb. It's Neighborhood Rocks, that's what it tell.
Picture me on the dance for booging everybody down.
I need the dance, keep surprising everybody with a jam.
And every time I do my thing, you gotta swing it with me.
We're taking over your mind, cause we're the jiggers with a baseline. Shaking it high, just be the blaze, island tie, the bomb, man. Swing 24, pump mo until you fly, y'all.
Right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. But what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Alrighty. This has been Hoppy Hour. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye! And by the way, Gareth Dizzy Pinheiro is a bitch.
TikTok, Fox and Duke are playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom through streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed in Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
dim, but the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. Gated checks to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speakers silent, time to come to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hobby hour.
Hobby hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.